We want to start this presentation with a trigger warning. We are going to talk about sexual harassment, inappropriate behavior, misogyny, and more. So if you're not comfortable with that, please refrain from watching. And we also have a disclaimer. For the sake of the argument, we talk about two genders, men and women. We are aware that there are more. We're talking about violence against women, and we are aware that there are also male victims. We know that there's more injustice going on in the world and everywhere. But we identify as women and talk about issues that are known and personal to us.
Yeah, we prepared last weekend and before that already talking about, should we talk about this? I'd rather talk about gamification, tech, and other cool stuff, and I'd rather not talk about the fact that I'm a woman in IT and that I have some problems in that department. But we felt it was necessary. So, yeah,
between the both of us, we have like 40 years of experience being in the tech world, and we still have to answer the same questions over and over again. And we are not alone. We have these experiences, but we talk to each other as well. So others have them too.
And we warn each other as well.
About certain people.
About people.
Places.
Yeah. So, in case you haven't noticed yet, my name is Nancy Beers, and I'm a rape survivor.
And I'm Chantal Stekenburg, and I'm also a rape survivor. We were making this presentation, and I found this quote on the website of the VHTO. In Dutch, it's the Expertise Centrum voor Haar Technologische Ontwikkeling, Center of Expertise for Her Technological Development. And they've been working on getting more women into tech for over 40 years. And this basically sums up why we need more women in tech.
Yes.
And why we need more diversity in tech. So technology has an enormous impact on our lives. It's with us everywhere. But the diversity of the inventors and the makers is like super, super limited. One example of that is Apple released the health app, and it took them a long, long, long time to get a menstrual cycle calendar in there. I think it was released like pretty recently, actually.
Yeah, not that long ago.
No.
We do have periods. I talked about that last Hacker Hotel.
Only 16% of technical and IT professionals in the Netherlands are women. It's not a lot.
It's even lower in open source, by the way. Somehow there are more women working in closed source software than in open source software.
And I was actually really happy because I think this was like 2 weeks ago or something. There was this article in a Dutch newspaper, the Volkskrant, about how women disappeared from this industry. Because in history, we had a lot of women actually in tech, in IT.
So if you want to know more about the history about that, go read the article. It's very interesting. But they are interviewing the director of the VHTO, the organization I talked about earlier. And I noticed something. In the article, they actually spelled her name wrong more often than it did the correct way. And that's very interesting, because I think if she was a guy, it would have been corrected.
Yep.
And now we have to do the whole obligatory why we need more diversity in tech, in the hacker scene, or in IT. It's not just a matter of fairness. It's an essential component for ensuring resilience, adaptability, and ethical considerations necessary for effective cybersecurity, and all kinds of other stuff that's in a diverse world. We need different backgrounds to see all the different scenarios.
And have the right products built with different viewpoints.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to get more girls into IT, we actually have quite a lot of initiatives. And it's something we already do a lot of promotion for, and I'm all for it. I've done Girls Day, and it's really, really cool. But I think the problem is we need to think about how we keep them as well. And I think that's really
harder, important
and more difficult. So why do women leave? Yeah. And we have ideas about that, but I was like, someone must have researched this. And yes, someone did research this. Sue Gardner is a Canadian journalist and a former executive director of the Wikimedia Foundation. And she asked around 1,400 women in tech why they left tech halfway in their career. And it was very interesting. They said, we have very few female role models and colleagues. That is exactly why we are doing this, because we want to be visible and be those role models.
I actually have a niece who says, Nancy, Aunt Nancy, I want to be you when I grow up. So.
No. And 23% to 66% report experiencing sexual harassment or seeing it happen to others, which made them think, I don't want that to happen. So
I don't
want to
be next.
50% said that they've been treated in a way they find hostile, demeaning, or condescending. Yeah, not fun. So they said, bye, bitch. But yeah, a lot of people also, that's one of the things we said, women want families and not a career. These 1,400 people, the majority of that did not become a mom. They went to other industries because they were welcome there. Now, you must be thinking, that doesn't happen here, right? In this hacker scene, in the Dutch hacker scene, at Hacker Hotel.
So nice. That's welcoming.
It's America. That does not happen in Holland. Well, hold on for a wild ride. Yeah, you put this one in.
The grab him by the pussy. Oh, that's for the whole American part. Yeah, I mean we have grab him by the pussy, but if I mean I hear cancel culture all the time, but somehow this dude with his mustache is still on the television while he was talking about just
putting
candles in women. I don't know. I think we're quite okay on the whole cancel culture part. We don't have to be too afraid of that. So, yeah, and there's a lot going on in our scene as well. And yes, also in the Dutch hacker scene. We warn each other for certain people in the Dutch hacker scene. And yes, I have been asked a lot, will you call them out? And no, I won't, because it's career limiting to women. And I know that it's a very hard thing, but I have been in places where I got hired to do my work, where I chose not to call someone out, because that would cost me my job, basically. I also have been in workplaces in the Netherlands where I have people, been feeling very alone because there was someone who I did call out on his behavior. And he was removed, luckily. So that was a good thing. That was a big win for me. And when he was gone, then people started to call him out on all the stuff that he did. And I felt so very, very freaking alone in that time. And this is why we also want to do with it this talk. More people should help us out in that department.
I ask the women who are already working and the women who know this person if it's okay to hire them.
Do you think they will answer truthfully?
Nancy, can you repeat or can we get a microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Cool. Throw it! Then we have a game element.
Oh. It's just, sorry.
We have
tough luck. Tough luck.
Can you repeat it, Niels?
Yeah, I'm. I hope it's okay to.
Yeah, yeah.
To mansplain us. Go ahead. No, just kidding. <Ba-da-tsh>.
I can also do this. I can.
Sorry,
also
Niels.
Do the mansplaining stuff. Don't worry.
We value your input, please.
No, what I do, sometimes I get to hire people, and when I do, I try to ask the women who are already on the team and who are working in the organization, if it's okay to hire this person, you know, in a subtle way, as part of the do we have a click with this person, it was a suggestion from a highly respected colleague. She said, Nils, you're all nice with your hiring strategy, but did you think of this part?
Hmm.
And since I've been doing it, but you said you're not sure if people would give an honest answer. That would be very scary.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, yeah, it's clear. I'm very white and male. Sorry.
You're not the enemy. I love you, Nils. No worries.
We didn't want to introduce this.
Oh, this is just... we already had some laughter, luckily. But we have some more laughter. So, and I think this...
Geluid, please.
Sound? Die zit erin.
Die zit, ja. Yeah.
Last four. Depending on what we wear. We wear. We wear.
Yeah, we need to start this one again.
Yeah.
Hi, can I help?
I'm not going to get it.
That's awful. Yeah, but look what she's wearing. Asking for it.
If wearing a low-cut top means you're asking for it. I wonder what else we could ask for. Depending on what we wear. We wear. We wear. Hi, can I help?
No, you're good.
Sorry, you can't go in there.
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
Just here for that promotion. You know, just asking for it. Yeah!
She doesn't even work here.
Right, I'm off.
Karen, where are you going? It's 2 o'clock.
I'm going on holiday, Alan.
Did you play it with HR?
Didn't need to. Look at what I'm wearing.
You could have just asked.
Hello? I do. I'm my free Ferrari. I just really want a dog. Damn it! Chocolate cake.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, if you're playing for Arsenal, you're not going to want to eat this, are you? Better get back to training.
I'm not a footballer.
Oh. Oh, well, what do you expect us to think when you turn up wearing that? Asking for it.
Rinsed charm.
Mm-hmm. Clickety click.
Not plop. Working anymore.
Do we have empty batteries?
No.
That's awful. Yeah, but look what she...
Perfect. Game time! Woohoo! we wanted to order... This is... Yes! We wanted to order red flags, but we couldn't find it, so... But now
no, it
we
was
have
too expensive.
It was too expensive. So these are our red flags. So
and
we're going to play a game. Capture
since we're
the
hackers,
flag.
We're
going to
do capture the red flag.
Red flags are sometimes very obvious. Nice rack you have there. Red flag, thank you. And sometimes it's more subtle. So let's figure out if you can find all the red flags. If you hear a red flag, wave the red flag. Clear?
Cool.
Which one do we have first?
Oh, yeah.
These are all true stories.
All true stories. No.
Is that a red flag? Really? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, am I the boss or are you the boss?
Yes. No,
the boss,
you're
just
the
telling
boss.
It. Okay. There was this moment I was sitting down with my boss at an office at a company where I worked, and at first he asked me to fetch him some more coffee, because I was working there. Thank you, working there as a professional. And when I got back with the coffee, he said, he didn't guess. He said, "You are taking notes." It just that wasn't my job, by the way. I
was not sure. Her job.
It was not my job. No.
No.
We had some more conversations on what I did this weekend, and I was talking about stuff, and that something upset me with a customer. And then he said to me, I'm not quite sure if I should say this to you, but thank you. Usually when that sentence arrives, you probably can use the red flag already. Yeah. You strike me as the type that likes to go on top. I was 22 at the time. Okay. Not cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still not cool at 42, by the way, but you get the drift. And I was too baffled to even respond, and I left the thing, and I was sent. That was that for this red flag. Next one.
Did we think that they did a good job?
I think so.
Yeah.
Any doubts on any of these? Yeah.
Can we get the microphone over there? Oh, did you take it back? We can leave it over here.
Yes.
So, at the start,
mm-hmm.
like after two sentences, there were already red flags, and I missed some context, I guess.
Okay.
Like getting coffee is not a red flag, right?
Well,
or depending on the context.
Yeah,
absolutely.
On the context, right? Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should have maybe introduced that your job was not to get the coffee.
My job was not to get the coffee.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
No.
That makes a whole lot of a difference.
Her boss made the... Basically, thought in gender roles.
Yeah.
Nancy is a woman. She does the household.
The coffee things. Yeah.
Secretary stuff, because
I was the only female in the company. Yeah.
It's the coffee, that's obviously yeah. very bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But that one was pretty subtle.
Yeah.
And anyone else?
I love to get people coffee, by the way. I have nothing against bringing people coffee. Don't worry.
No.
No! Thank you, Daniela.
Okay. Anyone else? Yeah. No? Okay. Let's go to the next one, I think.
Yeah.
This is my personal story.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a business dinner with some people that were higher up than me. It was actually a really nice dinner. And I was a little bit nervous about it because I didn't know everyone that well, but it was okay. One of the men around the table asked me, are you in marketing or HR? I explained what I did. After that, it was fine.
Yeah.
But we started talking about Stalkerware and asked me if I read this article about it in Tubantia, which is a Dutch... people already know. which is a Dutch newspaper. And then I had to tell him, and he was talking about the article and what he learned and explaining stuff to me and blah, blah, blah. And then I had to tell him, yeah, the article was about me. Yeah, this was actually pretty recent. There was an article about Stalkerware because I did a presentation for Hacker Spaces and how they can help victims with Stalkerware. So this was kind of like during the conversation and all that kind of stuff. A night ends, of course. At the end of the night, everyone kind of disappeared pretty fast. And before I knew it, me and one guy were the only ones left there. And we still had drinks. So yeah, we just kept on talking about work and that kind of stuff. And we finished our drinks. And he offered me a ride to the train station. When we were at the train station, the car doors were locked. And yeah. He actually started touching and kissing me when I did not give him any reason to do that. I got out of the car as soon as I could.
About the locks.
Yeah. Can we get the microphone there?
About the locks, I didn't wave them as a red flag because my car automatically locks the doors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Basically, that's not a signal, in my opinion, unless it's forcibly locked that you can't unlock them.
No. No, actually, there's like, yeah, you probably have children, am I assuming? No? Okay. No, yeah. But are they? No. No. Yeah. Definitely, please do that. No, but there are cars that automatically lock, of course. But yeah, that in this whole situation, that was actually really scary.
Yeah.
Were you in the front or the rear seat?
Front.
They should be openable from the inside.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, I must say that I was kind of panicked, so I didn't really try that hard. But yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else? Anja?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was he surprised when the police showed up?
Can we? Yeah, can we?
Incoming.
Was he, if it's working, yes. Was he surprised when the police showed up at his door?
The police did not show up at his door. Yeah.
I have an opinion about this.
Yeah. But I decided to do nothing with it because this is a person with authority. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm not saying that I'm never going to do anything with it, but yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason we didn't want to do this stuff.
Yeah.
More than one.
Yeah, more than one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here he's saying his red flag was for you for saying that.
Okay, oh, that's a good one. That might be something that we could discuss in public, because that would be.
We have more microphones.
More microphones.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm kind of at the same opinion as Niels, but I'm trying to word it differently.
Yeah.
I do have an opinion on him getting away from it.
Yeah.
Unscathed, and I'm definitely in no way, shape, or form pinning that on you. But I do have an opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah, and Team Jos.
Yeah.
Just as clarification.
Hashtag Team Jos. Yeah, okay.
Hashtag OPEF. Other presentation.
Any more people that want to say something? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people have an opinion when something bad happens to women and they don't go to police. Because they assume that when you go to the police, they will listen to you and believe it and help you. But this is not true.
Yeah.
And even talking about it can be very embarrassing, scary.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
So
you rock. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Yeah, no. Exactly. That is definitely one of the reasons. Can we get a mic to over there and over there?
Yep. When I went to the police to make a report about my rape, there was a 3-month waiting list. Whoa. So it took me 3 months to actually report.
Thank you.
And then, by the way, lack of evidence.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so. I feel you.
Yeah.
Is it on? And I also heard.
something. Now there's a person with having some blackmail cards over your head, so never think about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it, because it's a very stupid idea in all senses. So just not to say it's on both sides. It's illegal, but it's also very stupid. Even if you don't go to the police, you now have something over somebody's head. Use that wisely, I would say.
No comment.
No comment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't agree.
Okay.
You don't agree on
Do
the
you want to talk about it?
Parts? Oh, too much coming your way. Woo.
Stereo.
No, I don't agree that you shouldn't do it because you shouldn't do it. Not because you're afraid that you might be blackmailed. You shouldn't do it.
I think that wasn't the point Mendel was making, but you were... okay. But thank you. Yes, just don't. That's the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess...
Yeah, this is
this. Is, this we both have.
Yeah,
had
we
this.
Also.
Yeah. I think maybe other women in the audience also recognize this. So I was there at the CeBIT, a very old IT company. So that was a while back, and I was at a stand with open source voice over IP integrated with CRM and CMS, and that was back in the day. So it was very cool and early. So I was very proud on what we were doing there, and. It happens a lot, and I think a lot of women even have this unconscious bias that people came up to the stand and were looking like, where's the male? Yeah. I have some technical questions. Can you get your colleague, please? Yeah.
Definitely.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Obvious red flag. Yeah. Oh, like that one as well. Oh, LinkedIn is not a dating app, by the way. Yeah, in case you were wondering, no.
If you take something away from this tonight, LinkedIn is not a dating app.
It took me, it was very hard for me to come up with one example because I have so many. yes, I want to make an appointment to do this or that or something work-related. How about, and then the guy on the other side said, how about Saturday night at 8? Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I will bring my boss.
Well, actually, my response was, I don't think, because I was calling for someone else.
This is really funny.
I was making appointments for a colleague of mine. So I said, well, I don't think Willem would like that. And that was that took care of a thing. Yeah.
It was an unintentional, very good reply to that. Yeah. kind of a similar situation to at the IT conference, but this is basically about a meeting I have with a client. They said, so this is the intake, and after this I will talk to Edwin, right? Mm. Edwin is my boss. Could also be like insert a technical person there. Yeah.
No.
I was there to do the technical stuff.
Yeah. So I was after work, we went for some drinks with some colleagues. One of my female coworkers left the table, and a couple of my colleagues said, oh, you just pour some white wine so you can rip her a new one.
This put a couple of white wines in to her and you can rip her a new one. Tear that ass apart. Also, been sad.
This was last year. Okay. But you're one of the guys, Nancy. Uh-huh.
New game?
Which one? Oh, yeah. Of course, we know, we already heard, based on your question and other questions as well, It's not all black and white. It's all context, which also makes sense, of course. Is it okay to make jokes or not? Who are you with? How long? You also gave an example earlier that he shouted out something to a person and then someone else from that group shouted out on a person. And when he said it, it was
exactly the same thing, but it was received
but
differently.
Context was different. Yeah. The context was different. So that happens. Even with the people from Zerocopter, we were standing outside and some colleague of yours was making funny jokes and I thought it was funny. And that's perfectly fine. So it's not like we lost our sense of humor. Don't worry. But when is something an harassment or when is something a compliment? So we have sort of like a scale. And we like to ask you, and we can use the red flags again, what is still appropriate? When does it get uncomfortable and you think this is red flag?
Yeah, so raise your flag when you think that this...
Is that clear instruction?
Over the line.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah?
Cool.
Okay.
So here we go. Hello, sunshine.
Okay.
Okay, so for you, that's a no-no.
No, for perfect. The... Damn, it's no-no. Okay.
You're in that...
Someone says to you, hello, sunshine. A colleague. Let's do it on because this is like work related for us, these experiences.
Or here in the hallway, you meet a fellow hacker and you say, hey, hello, sunshine.
And it's male to female, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well known colleague, years.
No. You can, like, no, but that's something, that's context. Yes. Yeah.
It's me. I'm walking there, or Chantal. We are working there, and we are walking there, and you say to us, "Hello, sunshine." Zeg je?
Okay. The whole point is, for everyone, it's different. Yeah.
It's different,
and it's based on context and who to who and all kinds of stuff.
From my perspective, my personal opinion, if you later this weekend call me Sunshine and say, hello, Sunshine, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, for me too. do you want to say it in a microphone? Because then we have to get a microphone to you. Oh.
Name.
We also have Sunshine, who taught you how to shoot. So
true.
It can
I
be
know,
a name.
I actually know someone named Sunshine.
Yes.
Ha. No.
Ha. True. Okay. Next one. You look amazing.
You look amazing. Yeah.
You look amazing.
I'm walking down the hallways in Hacker Hotel. I see someone. I think, looks good. I say, you look amazing.
I think people actually told you based on this dress already tonight.
I have not heard it yet, but I have.
You look amazing.
Nancy.
Yeah.
You look amazing. Because I know what you were
because I got
doing before
all
this.
Myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're such a hottie. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. It's more clear,
so
right?
So we do have some sense on where the boundaries are, I guess. Yeah. I would be offended.
Yeah. All dependent on context, of course. But in most cases, and I think in 99% of the cases, I would be offended. Yeah. Yeah. Did your boyfriend allow you to go outside like that?
Thank you for reading that one. And yes, based on a true story, again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as a joke?
No. No, seriously.
Interesting question. Not as a joke. Is it a joke, though?
In context, could it be perhaps?
In context, this could be a joke? Okay,
in a locker room, maybe? It's just locker room talk, you guys. Yeah. What does this waving mean?
In the microphone, yeah.
On mute. In context, I got a group of friends
mm-hmm.
with very dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
Only we respect each other very much. So mm-hmm. we can make that kind of joke to each other.
Okay.
But you probably also, because you're a friend group, you spend time with each other, you probably talk
too much
about
time.
Boundaries in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the one.
You've discussed what the boundaries are.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We kind of have to hurry up a little bit.
Yeah, we have to hurry up.
Do we need to do this one?
Yes, hey, I love this one.
If you want to win the Young Talents Award, you should go outside and wash cars in your bikini.
Okay.
Kapgemini. Yeah, this is a true story. Kapgemini.
I was in the room. Yep. Sorry? Oh, okay. They were talking about Marcella, and Marcella was an awesome chick, and she really deserved that Young Talent Award. And I got really upset because there were male colleagues of mine telling her that if you want to win, and she was nominated for a reason and not for her bikini body. A colleague actually, a higher up in rank as well, told her this. Go outside and wash cars in bikinis and you will win. Okay. Yeah. And I was set up and she was like, Nancy, just forget about it. It's growing old. I mean, because we get here a lot of this in the workplace anyways. But I think it's, yeah,
yep.
It happened.
Yep.
She won, by the way, without using this tactic.
So, yeah, we've had quite a lot of discussion about this already,
yep.
Which is awesome.
Where are we time-wise?
Yeah, we kind of have to worry.
Okay.
But when in doubt, do not overtake the other car.
Yeah.
Basically also applies to this.
If you tend to begin a sentence with, I'm not quite sure if I can say this, but don't say it.
Don't say it.
Just don't say it. Because probably it's not okay. So stay on the safe side on that one. Okay, cool.
Your turn.
One of the best. Oh, do you want
to? No, go.
Okay. I know it's very hard. I've been in. I think that was 2 years ago. I was in a meeting. About software development teams and engineers and how we would put people into teams and what would be the best situation there with the software development team. And a new software developer was hired, the front-end developer. And so the engineering lead told the people there in the room that, yeah, we have a new engineering lead, her name is Dida, and blah, 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 blah. And the first reaction from one of the other engineering leads was, is she pretty? I was in that room with 24 people, and I was the only female, and I was the one who had to speak up and say, I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? And it's very hard to every single time speak up yourself, taking it up for the other, and she wasn't even in the room yet because she was just got hired. I know it's that scary, to do it, but a very easy way to, if you hear another person in the room make a sexist remark, is repeat that remark and then ask, what do you mean? If you dare to do that, I will promise you that will really be a very powerful sentence. So if someone says, I think you should do in a bikini, blah, blah, blah. Then you, I'm going to tear her a new one. Tear her a new one. What do you mean by that exactly? That will be enough to get this filthy
person,
behavior and get this person
to think about what
at least
they actually
about
said.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also the people around it. Thank you very much, Rian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's also very important, but then they also learn they can do this as well.
And that is how we all can help each other.
Please do it on the spot. Oh, sorry, I heard another remark.
Yeah.
I said, or you tell others that's not appropriate what they say.
Yeah, definitely. But it can sometimes be very scary to do that very directly. So this is a tactic you can use, which is a little bit less direct. You don't have to go in quite as hard. You just repeat, and then what do you mean by that?
Plus, if you say that's not appropriate, then they put up defenses.
It's a non-confrontational way, yeah. Can we do this either with microphones?
Or at the bar later.
Yeah? Okay.
Cool.
And indeed, one very important detail with this, do it on the spot.
Yeah.
And this is a very difficult one. But if you have the opportunity, do it on the spot as it happens. Because that's the most powerful way to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget that it's not only calling unwanted behavior out, but also supporting us, supporting women.
Well, and then, yeah, we already said this is a little bit, it is difficult to do sometimes, so yeah. Where do you find the courage? Do you want to say it?
We have a great movie for it, but if we have the courage to tell on the stage, on Hacker Hotel, on stream, that we got raped, fucking find that courage.
Is the music or the audio working? No, I haven't pressed play yet, but yeah?
97% of rapists will not spend a single day in jail. That is a real statistic. That is fucking abhorrent. So how do we fix that? How does society, how do we fix this? How do we stop this happening? It's all I've been thinking about for the past year, over and over and over again. How do you fix this? How do you stop this? How do you prevent this from happening? And I've got no answers, man. The only thing I can think of is it has to involve us. And by us, I mean men. Now, to the women in the room, I know you know this. None of this is new information to you. You've lived your life, you've got your experiences, and your voices are more important and necessary in this discussion than mine. That being said, I would still like to lend my voice to the discussion. And to the men in the room, I want to make something crystal clear. This isn't an attack. I'm not accusing you of anything. And more importantly, I'm not accusing your friends of anything. I'm just trying to tell you my experience, and this is my experience. I knew this man for 8 years, and he fucking did it. There are monsters amongst us, and they look like us. If you are sick of the narrative that is currently going on about men, feel free to change it, but you have to get involved. Don't make the same mistake I did for years, which was just sitting back and being like, well, I'm not part of the problem, therefore I must be part of the solution, because that's just not how this fucking shit works. I believe, and deep down I know, that most men are good. Of course we are. But when 1 in 10 men are shit and the other 9 do nothing, they might as well not fucking be there. Being good on the inside counts for absolutely fuck all. You have to actively be good and get involved. Instead of having this fucking hero complex of being like, I'm going to beat up a rapist, fucking prevent one, stop one, because I know it can be done, because I know how I fucking failed at it. Because if I'm being 100% honest with myself, were there signs in my friend's behavior over the years towards women that I ignored? The answer is yes. And then he raped my friend, and that's on me until the day I die. Talk to your fucking boys, get involved.
That's it. Thank you.